Hello?
I had you muted. Hello.
Hi. I thought I heard your question, and I was like, "Oh, there's a stealth person on here."
I am here. I think the Bennett was clicking in as well. So if she hasn't already, she should be momentarily, because she just told me that she was going to.
Okay.
Okay.
What's happened since the last time we talked? And what's up?
Yeah. Well, I've been having a lot of conversations on my monthly calls and stuff. Just going strong with that. My calendar's been very full. Yeah. So we spoke last Wednesday. Oh, Thursday, Friday, I spent with my referral from one of my large clients playing in a member guest golf tournament. Yeah, and I hadn't met her until she showed up for the first day of the tournament. And what a great woman. Fun, lovely, really nice.
Really nice.
Thank goodness, right? Because 2 days of, I'm not a very good golfer, 2 days of tournament time with a good golfer as your partner who you've never met before and is a referral of one of your best clients, that could be a little stressful, but I guess that's Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi. Sorry, I was grabbing my lunch. I'm here. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good, Janet. How are you?
Good, good.
I was just talking about golf with Debbie Gross last week. So,
oh, yeah.
Success.
So how did it go? Did you talk business, or is it going to work, or what?
We talked a little business, yeah. She just took a package and is retiring. She's a couple years older than me, and her husband's still working, and they just bought a place in Boca, and they'll be there part-time and in Long Island part-time. But she's getting ready to go to Australia because her daughter's going to do a year abroad there, and so she's taking her daughter there and will be gone for about 3 weeks. And then when she gets back, we will get together again.
Sure.
I think one of the good parts of this is I think that I told you that my client, I've always dealt with the husband and hadn't met the wife during the last 15 years until a couple months ago. Well, it's her best friend. Yes, and she endorsed the idea of her playing with me, so that was a good sign, since I'd only met her once. And her husband called me today and said, "Well, I guess the three of you will be traveling together now." That's not a bad thing. Yeah, so she's interested in, me meeting her husband, and so when they get back, I'm going to go up there. So hopefully it turns into something.
Good.
I think that's
good. Good.
Yeah.
What I'm always curious in those relationship questions is, tell me about, your previous experiences with other advisors. What did you like? What didn't you like? That's a very easy way to get them talking about what they want out of the relationship. And it helps you then to know exactly what not to do and what to do. Or how limited their experience has been. Or it can be very, very enlightening. Without that, you're selling into, a huge blank slate, a big sky. Trying to hit something, and it's just very difficult to, sell without understanding what it is that you need. And a lot of different questions, ways to ask it, but I think doing it based on a reference point or reference points can really help you a lot to know where they're, "Well, I had a bad experience with Northern Trust. Well, tell me about that. What did you like about them? What didn't you like about them? What went wrong?" And spend the time to go through it and see.
Okay.
And I also like the the phrase, you know, you're not telling them that they're terrible, but what you are saying is, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately, had you been with us, this is what we would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it isn't that we're all in the same boat. No, in that situation, this is how we handled that time, you know, in the market, or this is what we did for our clients. You know, and had you had the risk management tools in place, this wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Had you done your financial plan, this wouldn't have happened. So it takes it out of the, you know, the luck phase and, you know.
Negative.
Just,
rather than being negative.
Right, right. You know, if you're a surgeon and they said, so what didn't you like about your last surgery? Well, they happened to take the wrong leg, you know.
This is the process we would do.
Well, had you been with us, we always use magic marker and mark the proper leg.
Yes.
So it wouldn't have happened with us. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, a funny example, but it's kind of true, you know. There's a lot of nasty things that happen in hospitals, and you think of all the professions, doctors are the most highly regarded, and yet mm-hmm. there's more deaths in the hospitals, I think, than accidents.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's a dangerous world out there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, those can be helpful ways to frame things so that it's positive rather than negative, and you're giving them a chance to vent about their prejudices about the industry and all other things that you really need to get on the table, because you're going to get an objection without knowing. They're just going to say, well, we'll think about it. where can we go from here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. Exactly.
So that's very helpful, because people will bring up, especially in a place like Onyx, of course, bring up, what do, you know, and you tell them what you do.
Right.
And then they say, do you know so-and-so? And you either know them or you don't know them.
Right.
And then and then, you know, sometimes they'll say, I had a relationship in Morgan Stanley at one point, or they'll say, my stuff is at Merrill Lynch. And so that's a great idea for getting that conversation into the next level.
Right.
I like that.
The other thing that I think makes sense is, and we used to, you know, I've always caught it, but sometimes, you know, you see something that works, but then you forget to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to keep with stories. And rather than when they say, what do? You say, well, you know, I could probably best explain it by telling you a story. Okay? This is what I do. And then you tell them what you did for somebody. You know, I was referred to a recent divorcee who was really kind of lost. And this is what we did. Okay? And this is why she loves us now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you get maybe three good stories of people that you helped and what you did that was extraordinary. And mm-hmm. why that makes you different from anybody else in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one of the things that I usually say is, I say, well, what I love to do, and then I go into the financial planning conversation, and then I talk about, you know, that's because that feels like the reason behind everything that my clients and I do together is explained, and it's not just, you know, because I want people to know that there's more to it than picking stocks.
But what would you rather hear, a story?
Yeah.
Or a description? You'd rather hear a story, so it's interesting. And guess what they remember? They remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I'm going to explain, you know, especially when you're working with centers of influence, you want to tell them stories.
So that is true. I do have a question though, because with one of the people that I was working with at one point, he was very, very particular about not ever telling a story about experience with his clients, because he was so sure that that would make the client feel like their story would be told to other people. Even though you don't name names or, you know, even give very many specifics about the person, he was always so funny about that. So I've always had that in the back of my mind. As I start to tell a story, I'll be like, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, no. So what you do is you lead with that. That's called immunization. You lead with the possible reaction that they're going to have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you give them a shot, an immunization against their concern. So you say, you know, some people are really, confident, or you just simply say, confidentiality is paramount in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you a story, but I want you to know that the person that I'm describing in this story gave me permission to use this story.
Okay. Yep, absolutely. That's excellent. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, that takes an extra second, but it also establishes the confidentiality thing, which for a lot of people is really important.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten referrals, and they weren't, the people who I've said this to were not the, I didn't start saying this until the last couple of years, and the people who I said it to weren't quite as good as taken on. They were too small. So, of course, they referred me to small people.
Right. Well,
but I told them after we opened the account, I said, now, we are in the same community. We know the same people. I just want to make it clear. I will not ever tell somebody else that we work together, but you're free to do so.
Right. Good.
Because I actually wanted them to. And right. they actually did. But I said it because I didn't want them to think that I was going to tell their friend who referred them to me how much money they had or didn't have. You know.
Right.
So I think that's part of the same thought process, is you want them to hear that part. That
right.
we're everything's confidential. But by the way, feel free to tell everybody how wonderful I am. Centers of influence right now, I was realizing how terrible I've been. I haven't done a thing. I've gotten some names, but I have not done anything with them. And now I'm thinking, oh no, I'm so close to tax time. How do you handle tax time with accountants? Ignore it?
No. I mean, yeah, I ignore it because they're still in business, right? And taxes, how many people file their taxes so as to be done by April 15th? I mean, my taxes have, for the last 30 years, have been filed October 15th, right?
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, there is no tax time.
It's half the year.
Right. They call it the busy season so they don't get phone calls. But I kind of, you know, are you available for introductions, Mr. CPA, during the busy season?
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good question, right?
Yeah.
Will you take a multi-million-dollar introduction during the busy season? No, I'm too busy. Okay. I tells you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means they'll take your phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they never know when you're going to have an introduction for them, and that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
As a center of influence, and as a partner of a center of influence, your job is to find them new clients.
Mm-hmm.
People get confused as to why your relationship is to help them, make them smarter, but to find them new clients. And that job is to find you new clients.
Mm-hmm.
And to make you smarter and to make you better. Just like if you were partners, physical partners with that person, what would you want from them?
Mm-hmm.
You want them, you know, that, and that's what you talk about. Be very, you know, I'd be very upfront about it. I'd say, look, you know, this is what I'm, you know, I want a relationship. I want to have a trusted relationship where I know you're going to take care of the client. You're not going to charge them too much. You're not going to take advantage of them. you're going to tell them the truth always, just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want from each other. That's the number one thing we want from each other, is a trusted relationship. And that's what I want to develop, is an enthusiastically endorsed, trusted group of advisors, professional advisors. Just think, if you had that in every profession, how valuable that would be to a client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't ever have to worry about somebody taking advantage of them. And isn't that what everybody worries about?
Mm-hmm.
From the car mechanic to the everybody, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to charge me too much? Are they going to do something that isn't necessary? Are they going to put a stent in that isn't necessary? Are they going to, are they going to treat me like family?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to treat me like a sucker? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, that's what you want to build with these centers of influence. And just like any trusted partner, you wouldn't meet with them, once a year. I mean, that's no relationship. You'd want to meet with them once a month.
Right.
Okay. And so that's what you need to build.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if we talked about this, but one of the guys that I'm working with is new. And I always tell people to build their own mastermind groups, their own group of centers of influence that are, very, very committed to you. But the problem is it takes time. And some people, he said, Rob, I'm going to pay $1,400 a year and join a ready-made mastermind group. I said, go for it. I said, all it takes is a half a referral and you've made your money up.
Right.
So that's something to consider, okay? And there are numbers of them around. You want to make sure they don't have a financial. Maybe take some time to investigate your market and what is available in terms of mastermind groups. And so you just Google mastermind groups in your market.
Okay.
And that might save you some time and effort. It's not going to be as good as yours, but at least, it'd also be a learning experience. So say you did that for a year, right? And then you say, it wasn't really what I wanted, but I know how to run them now, and I know how to build my own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That would be helpful, because then you're getting to see one in action. So if I found one here, then I could work on making my own in New York, for instance.
Yeah, or you can build your own there, too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of your own trusted guys, build it parallel to this, using all the tools and ideas from that group. And if both work, great.
Mm-hmm.
I've got clients that have three of them. Bill Cates, the guy that wrote the book Get More Referrals Now, has three mastermind groups he's a member of.
Hmm. Okay, so I just have to look for them. And then make sure that I'm not duplicated on them.
Right.
And, okay.
Yeah, you don't want another financial advisor in there.
No. Okay.
And you want to make sure the people are doing business with clients at the same level that you're interested.
Sure.
Okay. No, that wouldn't be smart to have a bunch of people with no money.
Right. I know. That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay. So that's my, I think that's probably at the top of my list, my assignment list. That and getting my travel schedule in order, because I have, I had a client's daughter today say, make a comment that her dad is looking forward to me coming to North Carolina. Things like that I should be getting on the calendar.
Yes, definitely.
He mentioned it to me too, so.
But do me a favor. When you're doing that, and you're going to be, making a real effort to see somebody, right? And they are looking forward to it. They're excited to see you. They value you. Okay? They're not thinking, gee, who would be the right person to introduce Ethan to when she comes to visit? They're thinking, what are we going to do when she gets here? I want to make it a nice time for her. Maybe I'll take her out to dinner. But wouldn't it be wonderful if he could introduce you to somebody that you really should know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Right? Yeah, you said last time to say, who else should I be meeting with
yeah.
when I'm in town. Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Okay, so I want you to keep bringing that up, and I want you to use it, so I don't have to repeat that.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like when you go to events or you host a table at events. I mean, it's not worth it if you're not going to work the room or work your table or you know. And I find that I could definitely be better at that.
Well, you can even tell him, you know, in your market, you know, he said, I hate that he come up here just for me. You say, no, you're a center of influence for me in that market. You know people, and, mm-hmm. You know, my intention is to build a network of people around you that are like you and you think would be a good fit for me. They go, oh, okay, I'll make it worth your time then. See, yeah. So now you've got a salesman out there. Trying to, you know, get you what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, if you think there's somebody we should have dinner with and meet that you think would be a good fit for us, I'd love to set that up, but I'll take care of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he goes, oh, that'd be nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I will do it. You don't have to say anything.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I want the success story. That's what I need. I need those things.
Well, I mean, the question about who else can you introduce me to was the question that led to me playing golf with the woman that I played golf with last week. So,
excellent.
Yeah, I mean,
it's working.
It's working. I just need to take it now to the next level.
Yeah, and when you talk to somebody, don't be afraid to kind of do so my team, Janet and I, can be the best we can be, let me ask you a couple of questions. You know, what is it that you valued from your experience in the last year? You know, what are the three things you valued the most? Okay, good. Now, is there anything in the last year that you think we could do to make your client experience better?
Mm-hmm.
And they might actually be able to help you with something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so now you've done a little survey, right? And that survey then gives you permission, if they thought you were wonderful, it gives you permission to go to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which you can make it a, you know, brainstorming session where you ask for a number of people that might be a good fit for you, or you can simply say, you know, I'd like you to keep in mind that we're always interested in meeting new people like yourself that you think would be a good fit for us. And that would be the softest way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or while I'm in town, if you think there's somebody that I should meet, I'd love the opportunity. And leave it there, you know, or just don't keep me a secret, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
there's
no,
a lot of different...
Secret. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's just an easy way to just, at the end of every call, don't keep me a secret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they laugh and go, you're right, okay, I'll keep it in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I like the one, who should I know, you know, that in your community, when you meet with an influential business person, you know people in the community. Who do you think I should know? Well, do you know who? Do you know such? You know, no? You should know them. Okay. How do you suggest we meet? Say, well, we're going to a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and I'd love you to be my guest, and I'll introduce you. Say, great.
Okay.
Have I given you enough today?
You have, a lot, and I need to get on it.
Okay.
Janet will attest. I've been on the phone a lot lately.
Yep. We have a lot of monthly calls going. So
yeah.
Well, and those will generate, you know, hopefully introductions or more business or just they tell you more, they open up, you know, they like you. I know they do, and they want to tell you more, and they're going to just, you give them a chance, they're going to open up and open up and open up, and that's consolidating assets and other things. Good things happen by those calls.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you put these little tidbits in there, if I put them in there, then it'll open it up even further to opportunities.
Right. Now, you remember I'm coming over there next month on, I think it's the 22nd.
Yeah, and I'm in Colorado.
Oh, are you? Okay. Okay, yeah. You're probably going to have more fun in Colorado than being listening to me.
I'm hoping to have more fun in Colorado. Actually, that's my travel day home. So, I'm sorry to miss you, but yes, it's ski time for us, which is good.
Yes.
My husband is actually, we're going to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and that's where my husband trained when he was on the US ski team. And with the Winter Sports Club there, and this year they honored him with an award for success on and off the snow. And so we are sponsoring a scholarship for a year. And so we're going to go and see all of them and do all of that. So, you know, I think it's going to be mixed business and pleasure.
Isn't that nice? Tom, congratulations for both his philanthropy and his success. So that's wonderful.
It'll be fun.
Article up. You know, share that article on LinkedIn and, you know, send me the article and so on. It's a good,
okay.
You know, I think Facebook is for philanthropy. I always tell people, Facebook is for philanthropy. Put on there what you're doing, what your charities are, how you're helping, recognition and that kind of thing. People are so hesitant to go on Facebook for anything, but I think it's a great chance to share with your clients as who you are and why they're doing business with you, because you're helping out the community and you're superstars. Okay? So that's it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good idea. I will do that.
Good. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. Great to talk with you.
Rob.
Thanks, Janet, for everything you do.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.